Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 39 for Monday, August 29th. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were up 10 cents to down $1.90 per ton in early activity on Monday. The November contract was down 20 cents at $4.59, as losses in Chicago Board of Trade soy meal and soy oil markets pressured canola. Malaysian palm oil closed weaker overnight, which furthered spillover losses. China is expected to introduce new dockage restrictions on Canadian canola shipments on September 1st, which could curb the country's imports, which was another source of pressure on Monday. Canola's technical bias is to the downside, which could further pressure the market throughout the day. The Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart on Monday, which limited losses. A weaker loonie makes canola more appealing to international buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while corn and wheat moved lower. Soybeans were up 1 cent to down 2 on Monday, with the September contract at $9.88 a bushel, as selling pressure and strong export demand caused choppy trading. Traders tend to sell into September as harvest pressure will take hold of the market soon, which is bearish. A U.S. crop tour has pegged the country's soybean yields at a better level than last year, which added to the declines. However, strong export sales reported last week by the USDA underpinned the market and limited losses. Corn prices were 1 to 2 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the September contract at $3.14 a bushel. Spillover losses from the crude oil market was one source of pressure on Monday. Crude prices dropped more than 1% in early activity due to increased production from Iraq. That's bearish for corn as the commodity is used in ethanol production, and weaker energy prices reduce the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of biofuel. China is expected to auction off its corn reserves this week, which added to the declines. For wheat, prices were down 4 to 10 cents per bushel, with the Chicago September contract at $3.73 a bushel. Wheat declined in early activity, feeling pressure from an upwardly revised stocks number from the International Grains Council. The IGC expects global wheat production to reach 743 million tons, which is higher than previously thought and ahead of year-ago levels. Increased wheat exports out of Russia added to the declines. Russian wheat exports are 13% ahead of year-ago levels. Strength in the U.S. dollar added to the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, August 29th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.